Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Chamber President and CEO Brenda Easter about the 2020 Chamber Golf Open. We are here for the Indianola 2020 Chamber Golf Open. First of all, what did it mean to be able to have this day? All the kind of trials and troubles that every organization and person has gone through, and then weather a couple weeks ago, to be able to put this day on, what did it mean?
You know what? We're used to pivoting as a Chamber of Commerce. We had to do some extra pivoting this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic crisis and removing some of our touch points. But I think what it means for our community, because so many of our events have been canceled, it means we can at least come together briefly, enjoy an outdoor day of golf, and just have fun. And so, quite frank, it's all about that. It's providing an opportunity for people to get outside and have a lot of fun.
Well, what did it mean for the Chamber and you and Barb and all the members to be able to see this type of support? I mean, it's a packed day out here. I think everyone's having a lot of fun.
Yeah, everybody's having a wonderful time. I've heard no negative comments. And of course, it's not raining, so that always helps. We just had Hy-Vee lunch delivered, and it's just one of those days where... From a Chamber of Commerce perspective, it is a fundraiser for us, but really it's not about that this year. This year it was about business, and so many of our businesses were hit hard because of our current situation, and allowing them to gather and get together and just have some camaraderie in the center of a pandemic crisis is amazing. And I know a lot of other golf tournaments have been canceled, but we really believe that we've taken away so many of the touch points. We've been very cautious of, you know, how we're conducting the tournament and making sure that we follow all the public health guidelines. There's not one golfer here that I think isn't just elated that we're here.
Well, and I think when you and I talked, when you were putting this together, that this year it might mean more than ever for people to get out here. And you just kind of talked about that point, but what has been the feedback you've gotten from the businesses and the people participating of, hey, we get to go out and enjoy some golf here today?
Every single golfer said, we are so happy that you're hosting this event. We really needed to get out. I haven't heard another comment all day long, which makes it really warm my heart. And I think if we can just do that today, build the camaraderie, give people something else to think about for a little bit, I think we'll call it a win.
Absolutely. Well, I talk about the working with the Indianola Country Club and Warren County Public Health and making sure that the safety recommendations were in line for today.
Absolutely. There is not a business in town that I know of that isn't taking it very seriously. And I didn't have to ask them. They just did it. And I think that's how responsible people are here. And I'm grateful to the Indianola Country Club because they make it so easy for us to host our event here. Jason Marvelli, their pro shop, is amazing, and all of their staff. So, and Hy-Vee Caters Lunch, all of our vendors across the way, we couldn't do it without them. And I think everybody's so grateful for them. So we truly are. We have a big team. You know, Warren County Public Health gave us some guidelines, made sure that we understood what was really important. Of course we did, but it's always good to get a refresher, and everybody else just was wonderful to work with.
Final thoughts on so far on the 2020 Golf Open?
It's a win. No matter who wins this tournament, every single golfer here is a winner.
Once again, that was Chamber President and CEO Brenda Easter discussing the Chamber Golf Open. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.